Is there a specific stage of devotional service when all good qualities are manifest? We're saying that by practicing devotional service, they develop. Can we connect that to a specific stage?
Bhava.
Bhava.
All good qualities, meaning all spiritual, that they're actually spiritual, transcendental. All the 26 qualities of a devotee manifest not from the mode of goodness, but manifest from the spiritual platform. At that stage, the devotee is above making mistakes, above being illusioned, above the four defects.
Once you said that until you're on the platform of Bhava, you can perform Siddhanta Viruddha, that you make mistake in the Siddhanta, but from Bhava, you're free of it.
Say that again.
Once you mentioned that until you're on the platform of Bhava, there is the possibility of making a mistake in the Siddhanta.
Yeah, because you can you have a tendency to make mistakes. So it's still there, so make mistakes. In conduct, you can make mistakes in philosophy, and a bhava one should have, in Lord Chaitanya's line, come to the spontaneous platform of devotional service. So the good qualities become spontaneous, they're no longer practiced, they're not done by effort, they happen naturally. Of course, if that it can happen prior to that also, but it does happen at that stage.
And when we're talking about the four mistakes and the conditioned living entity,
you have to speak a little louder.
When we are talking about the four mistakes of the conditioned living entity,
what states?
Mistakes. The four mistakes: Brahma, Pramada, Cheating,
Mistakes.
So that's also something that one can get rid of on the platform of Bhava.
Get rid of? Transcendently situated, so you don't make mistakes. You can be free from the four mistakes by strictly following. You have to be good at it.
Senses are limited, that's one of them. So one of these faults is that the senses are limited.
Yeah.
So,
but still, the senses are imperfect, but still, if you follow someone, and that's one of the questions that Parikshit Maharaj asks Shukadeva Goswami. If the senses are imperfect, well, how do you attain perfection with imperfect senses? More or less, he's saying that the sense of hearing is designed in a not for empirical knowledge, but avaroha panta, when applied properly with the proper attitude. And that descending, accepting knowledge, then they function, even though you may not be perfect, but your senses function. Ooh, little roses, according to their design, and they'll deliver perfect knowledge. In other words, what the hearer says, you may misunderstand. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Prabhupada speaks about in the Bhagavatam, he says that they may, if there is any imperfections, and asks to be forgiven for them. Is it in the same context that the
imperfection?
Any mistakes made in compiling the Bhagavatam?
maybe forgiven, but it doesn't make you perfect. Just because you make a mistake and it's forgiven doesn't make you perfect. Sagunan Samatita Brahma Bhuyaya Prabhupati. So this is on 3. She wants it on 5. That's a little too much. No. No, it just pulls. Like I was saying this morning, you may be as if liberated, but it doesn't make you liberated. Liberation comes by purification of the heart. So you can perfectly follow, by the principle of perfectly following, you practice bhakti. Bhakti purifies the heart, and with a pure heart, then it becomes natural. Then one naturally becomes a perfect follower. Okay, that's it. Turn this off, Hare Krishna.